It's Brian and Trisha on this Wednesday. So yesterday afternoon, I get home from work and Kirsten is in the pool. And so I haven't been in the pool. Well, I'm not a big pool person. I grew up with a pool in Florida because, you know, a lot of houses have pools in Florida. Anyway, I could care less about the pool anymore. And so I hadn't been in it, and it was a nice afternoon, and I thought, I'm going to get in the pool. So I got in the pool with Kirsten, and we were talking, and I was on the float and on a raft, and I was just laying in the water.
Just rolling on the river?
Yeah. And so she says, well, I'm going to get out. And I said, okay. And so I lay there. I fell asleep. And Trisha failed to put sunscreen on.
You don't look like you're burned.
Oh, my gosh. My face is burned, but makeup, I guess, covers it. But my arms. And so I laid there. I was out there a total of about an hour.
It doesn't take long when you're a fair-skinned person.
And when the sun was directly on. You know, there was no shade in that part. So I woke up and I was like, oh, boy. And so I am crispy. my stomach,
so
my leg.
If you're hot and have a sunburn, you should let your skin breathe. You've got a coat on.
I'm cold right now. I just put this jacket on just because the air was on in here. I'll take it off, but now I'm cold. So
I think if you're cold and you have a sunburn, you may have like heat stroke. You may be sick.
I am not sick. How often do I wear a jacket in here when the air conditioner is on?
I think you should go home. I think something's wrong with you.
Oh, maybe I should. Maybe I should.
I'm trying
go
to
home.
Help you out, girl.
Then you end up having to fly solo, though.
Respect your decision to say, I think I'm really sick. I need to go home and drink Gatorade and lay on the couch.
I'm not going to do that.
And
so
when Bill, the owner, comes in, I will back your play. I'll be like, she looked really bad when she got here.
So I could not believe that I did that. It's been a long time since that's happened to me. And I remember when my dad, because my dad grew up in Florida, and he said when he was younger and they would go to the pool, there was like a community pool in the area that he lived in. And so he would go and every 20 minutes, they had like a whistle or some sort of buzzer. And that was to let you know every 20 minutes, turn. So you're on your stomach. And then 20 minutes later, turn. Now you're on your back. So that way you were kind of like in a rotisserie, you know, as you were on
your pool. Well, that's helpful, though.
Yeah, but I don't think they do that anymore. But I guess next time if I do this, I need to set an alarm. So at least I won't be all burned on one side because...
So your back is fine. It's your
front. My back is fine.
Burned.
Yeah. If I slept on my back, it would be great. But I don't sleep on my back. And so I was feeling it all night. I kept waking up.
I thought you do sleep on your back.
No, I sleep on my stomach.
So your back is burned?
No. My back is not burned. My front, the whole
Because
front.
You were on an air mattress.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to lay
in
face.
In the air mattress? I was on a raft.
Why do you have a raft in a home swimming pool?
It's like one of those little inflatable things, you know, like a pool float kind of thing.
So it's an air mattress.
I don't call those air mattresses.
All right, you know what? Stop right there. There's you a morning conversation for an upcoming show.
We're having it right now. We're having this morning conversation right now.
Well, we got to play
a
song.
An air mattress is something you sleep on.
No.
I did sleep on it yesterday in the pool, but it wasn't an air mattress. What, are you going to put a king size
I'm pretty sure.
float in your pool?
Okay, but I'm thinking you were on a canoe or something. So we had a little side discussion that got out of control. And although we've had a morning conversation, and we have other stuff we're supposed to do today, I think we need to address this.
Let's go back to it. Okay, we were talking about me being in the pool yesterday, and I got sunburned, and I fell asleep on what I called a raft, or interchangeably, I would call it a float or a raft, you know, whatever, a pool raft.
And in my mind, I am picturing, because they do make those inflatable, kind of a canoe or a small boat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can even get them big enough to put two people in with paddles.
Yes.
And I am literally picturing you in semi-canoe, Huckleberry Finn raft in the pool. Because when I think of raft, I think of like I'm saving myself from a desert island. I have a large raft and I've got Wilson the volleyball on here with me. And and we're going to get saved from this terrible
island. Yes, okay,
island.
So I can take that. Yes, I could see how you would think that, you know, it's, but I'm not talking about a river raft here. I'm talking about a pool raft, but also known as a float. That's what I would call it also.
Sure.
But you called it an air mattress.
Every time in my mind, and I may, this may be a lie, I think in my life I have always called, okay, so it's big enough for a single person. The ones you used to get cheap, like you'd just buy them at the gas station on your way to the lake, and you'd blow it up in the driveway of the lake you were going to or the pool or whatever, and it was pink or blue or purple, and it was just big enough for you to lay on. And one little area had, like, it was a little thicker.
Yeah,
it was
kind of like
almost,
a pillow.
Almost like a pillow.
Yes.
And it was a connecting series of tubes that ran back and forth, and you laid on that. That, to me, is an air mattress.
That's a
not,
float.
Not for sleeping on, not for camping.
But that's what you call.
But the thing you sleep on,
bed.
Like, hey, my cousin Timmy's here, get the air mattress. It's
you
not
mean
the thing
pool
for the
float?
Pool. No, no, it's not the thing for the pool.
I mean the other air mattress.
There are two, in my mind, there are two kinds of air mattresses.
I have never, ever heard anybody else call it an air mattress
well,
that I can remember.
Let's just go and do a little survey here. I reached out to my wife.
Yeah.
Whom I believe is truly one of the smartest people I know.
She is.
And I poised the question to her, not setting it up, not looking for defense here. I just said, what do you call that thing that's big enough for you to lay on in a pool? And she says, probably like a floaty.
Okay.
I don't like her anymore. I went to AJ Brammer, our news guy. He's informed. He's on top of stuff. He's a news guy. And he goes, you mean like an inner tube? And I said, no, it's longer. And he goes, I don't know, like a float?
Yeah.
I hate him now. I walked over to talk to Jimmy Wilson, whom I have a lot of respect for. He's a bright guy.
Yeah.
He's traveled. You know, he's all over the internet all the time. This guy knows some stuff. And Jimmy goes, you mean like big enough for one person? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I don't know, like a raft? So then back to you. You decided to do a deep dive Google search and look all over the internet.
So I looked. All I did was search pool raft. And it brings up an assortment of pool floats.
Uh-huh.
Typically, they're called pool floats, but some of them are lounge. Like, you can get a lounger for your pool.
Which is almost like a lawn chair that your feet just hang in the water.
You can sit in it.
Yeah.
But there's so many different varieties. But a lot of them are called floats.
And what was the one thing that was anywhere possibly even close at all to what I said?
An inflatable mat.
An inflatable
not mattress.
Mat.
It's a mat. It's like, it looks almost like a blanket that you would put in the pool, but it's a little bit thicker because it's inflatable. So we want to know, what do you call that thing you lay on or sit on in the pool? What do you call it?
You know, the one that looks like an air mattress.
It does not look like anything I sleep on.
Kinda. You even said it looks like it has a pillow.
Well, it does, but it's not an air mattress for the pool.
It's Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3. Brian and Tricia still rolling through your Hump Day Wednesday morning show. I feel alone. I feel like maybe it's possible that everything I ever knew is just not true.
Because nobody's agreeing with you is why.
I have never, ever, ever in all my years of broadcasting, no matter who my partner was, no matter what kind of show I had, no matter what radio station I was on, I have never had no one agree with me. This is the first time I have ever been proven so wrong that I'm starting to question, is the reality real? I mean, are we all in the Matrix?
Is reality real?
Is this a glitch in the system? Because I thought that the thing you laid on when you were in a swimming pool or the lake or something like that. And I'm talking like, go back to the days when you could just buy one of these at the gas station on the way to the lake. They were cheap. You aired them up in the parking lot. You took turns. You and your friend Slobber would be all over that valve. And,
yes, that's true.
Nobody had the little portable pumps back
right then.
You know, say there was four people going. You usually only had one or two of these. So people
yes.
had to take turns. I would call that thing that you laid on that had a little part of it that was thicker on one end. It was almost like a little pillow, an air mattress. Not one single person has agreed with me.
Well, it's because it's a float or a raft. Most people are calling it a float. I interchangeably will call it a raft or a float. But when you said earlier this morning, when I was talking about getting a sunburn yesterday, and you said something about being on an air mattress, and I thought, who's putting an air mattress in a pool? You're going to go get your air mattress out of your guest bedroom, and you got a king-size mattress floating around in your pool, bigger than your pool, so you could take a nap because your air mattress is in the pool if you're Brian Walker.
We put it up on Facebook, and we pointed out that we already had a morning conversation, but this one had kind of taken over. What do you call something you sit on in a pool? And here's what people are saying. Floaty, pool floater, floaty, float. I call it, Brian Walker is wrong, pool float all day long. A float. In the United Kingdom, it's a lilo. A float. Air mattress, something you sleep on if you don't have a bed. Then somebody else chimed in and said, or if you're camping, pool float. A float or a raft. Float, LOL. Float, floaty. Float or raft. Not an air mattress, Brian. Sorry, LOL. Air mattress. One person just now.
Wait, what? Somebody one called it. Person. Somebody feels sorry for you, probably.
Yeah, they're probably putting air mattress in, and they're dying laughing, like, just so one person agreed with me. Float or floaty. Float. I agree with Trisha. A floaty thingy. Float, 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 floaty, float, float.
So you can chime in on Facebook, or you could give us a call at 270-763-9830. What do you call that thing that you lay on when you're in the pool or the water that you lay on and you have to, it's inflatable? Do you call it a float? Do you call it a raft? Or do you call it an air mattress like Brian?
My wife calls it a floaty. She also says that I'm weird.
Well,
and she doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Good morning, Brian and Trisha.
Hello.
Charlie's mom, Brian.
What is
you're not wrong.
Oh, really?
You blow air into this thing. You lay on it in the pool. You don't sit on it. You lay on it. So it is a floating air mattress.
But I don't use the word floating. I just say air mattress.
That's fine.
And I appreciate you trying to come to my defense, but I have now accepted defeat and am willing to take the loss.
Thanks
but
for calling.
I have heard it when I was younger, called an air mattress.
Okay.
Maybe they used to call it that until the ones at home became more prominent.
And it looked exactly like that first air mattress we ever had that my poor son-in-law had to, before he was my son-in-law, slept over at our house, and it looked exactly like an oversized air mattress that you put in the water.
There you go.
Exactly. The same, almost the same material and everything. So, you are not wrong.
Well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hey, Brian and Trisha.
It is a raft. It has always been a raft, and it will always be a raft.
Well, listen, Huckleberry.
All right.
Listen, Huckleberry Finn. Do you get oars with this raft, or, I mean?
Some of them, yeah.
But not all of them. It's kind of an interchangeable term, but I'm not putting my bed in my pool to float on it, my temporary bed.
I never said bed. I said
an air mattress is a bed.
It has air in it, and you lay your whole body on it as an air mattress, in my opinion, and I am wrong.
No, we are not wrong. It is a raft, and you know, I remember going to the ocean when I was a small child with my father. We would go to the surf shops. And I'm pretty sure it would say on those, you know, the big, heavy, thick ones that you use in the ocean, raft.
Okay. Well,
I can see something for the ocean being called a raft. You need something a little more structurally sound than an air mattress. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I picked that up because evidently nobody really calls it that.
Well, it is.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have a good one.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to take the loss on this one. You know, we played a hard game. We tried hard. We tried to body up in the paint. And
You tried hard.
It really, we just didn't have it today. We just couldn't put it together. We're going to go back and watch the tape and see where we went wrong. But, you know, for all these years, I called it an air mattress. I was wrong.
Good morning, Brian and Trisha.
Yeah, I was going to tell Brian to help him out on his air mattress problem.
All right, help him.
Yeah, because it is an air mattress. We used to use them when I was in the Boy Scouts, the campers, camping store used to sell them.
All right, so
we used them to put on our sleeping bags.
Yeah, so how old are you?
I'm 69 years old.
Okay.
I work right down the street at O'Reilly's.
Okay, so I'm thinking that I must have picked it up from people just a little older than me. I'm in my 50s, so
yeah.
I was a Boy Scout. We did take these on camping trips. Maybe that's where I picked it up.
Well, we used to buy them at the store from where we bought our camping supplies.
Yeah.
And I used to buy them at a trading post in Myrtle Beach at the state park. And they used them there for camping because they sold them at the Myrtle Beach State Park at the campgrounds for people to buy to sleep on too.
But could you use it in the water also?
Yeah, they were made out of vinyl. You blowed them up. It's just like he said, they came and they looked like they had tubes.
Uh-huh.
It was rippled, and it had the pillow section at the top.
I swear that's probably where I must have picked this up. Well, thank you for helping me solve the mystery and not feel like I'm insane.
Yeah, but when I was in the Boy Scouts, but back in the 60s, we used to buy them, put them under our sleeping bags in the tents to sleep on so we weren't on the ground.
And then
we'd deflate it and roll it up inside our sleeping bags so we had them for the next time.
Yeah.
Same. And then you had that sad trip where you realized it had dry rotted, and then you were just stuck on the ground that trip.
Well, no, because they would last us a right good while, because we did more camping. We go camping like every other weekend. So they'd last us a right good little while, and then, of course, when they did give out, we'd go back to the camp store and get another one.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Sure, man.